Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music all the same. That's from Nevermind the Acorns, the flavor that kills. They got a big show coming up on Valentine's Day. We'll tell you all about it. Right now, we have to say hello to the flavor that kills. They're in studio with us right now. Good evening, Ryan. Good evening, Educational Davis. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Jimmy.
I want a name, too. If he's got educational, I'm something else.
You got to get on that microphone. That's what your name is.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come up with something. Yeah. It's going to be really great.
We need a name for you. Are there any ideas, you think?
Yeah, we'll go with something here.
Poppy Johnson.
I'm Poppy Johnson. And
Did you guys ever watch, in German class, did you ever watch Poppy Poppenheimer?
Can we talk about that on radio?
Well, we had to learn
perhaps
German.
Another time. That's for the Educational Davis Show on Civic Media later on, you know? Hey, Ryan, one thing I picked up when I was doing some interview research here, and I didn't know about this for The Flavor That Kills, but you all have some music that dates back to 2013. That's when you all got together. And I just played something from, is that year right? 2013, 2012?
Probably earlier.
I suppose, yeah. Yeah, I guess time flies.
Yeah.
I bet you before that, though.
Yeah. Talk about that. Just the history. You've been, I mean, that's, 12, 13 years now.
Yeah, a lot of it's a blur. Playing a lot of local shows, going to different sounds, different things that we've tried. Different people, a bit of the group. We had Jeff Quinn, our last iteration, and before that we had Emery Linster. And yeah, some people go, some people come.
Nice. Talk about the song we just heard, All the Same.
Oh.
It's a cool song. It's actually a really cool album. And really that, there was kind of a transition from those older albums to the current album. It kind of went from a more 70s styles funk in the older albums to more of a rock and roll bass funk, I guess, for Book of Secrets.
Yeah, I think we went from writing songs to basically writing an album as a whole. So it kind of really affects the way you put things together. I think that has a lot to do with it. But you know, dials funk earlier on, that's probably fair.
Yeah. Max Inc., we're here with The Flavor That Kills. Ryan needs to learn how to use the studio microphone. You got to get...
Oh, where's this thing?
Talk right into that.
There we go.
I'm too loud.
We'll practice that a little bit.
Here we are.
Davis, you joined the band, was it, 2019? Is that right?
Yeah.
And it was just like an impromptu, hey, can you fill in for us?
My band was playing out in the Flavor That Kills was playing out in a cornfield in... their guitar player didn't show up, and I was there.
Yeah, he quit.
Yeah, so he didn't quit yet, but at that point, he didn't show up. But, you know, so I had my guitar there because I'd play it early in the day, and, you know, we were having a real magical time, so I jumped up on stage. And
when was the decision made after the show that you were in the band?
I just kept showing up, so I guess that was what happened.
Oh, he just kept on showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they didn't even, they were like, why are you here again? Yeah, like, I got my stuff, okay.
Yeah.
Are you still doing solo music?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you working on these days?
Educational Davis is still a thing. That's technically the name of my solo project.
Right.
But, we're working on some new material. We're just kind of trying to touch it up before. But, and I also play in True Name, and I play with M. Shea sometimes. I do all sorts of stuff just because I got a lot of time.
You collaborated with her on M. Shea's latest release. I think it's called Bleed.
Yeah, I played this one note that sounded
pretty
good.
Or Middle of Nowhere or something like that. Yeah. Ryan, are you in any other projects beside Flavor That Kills?
No, I'm not doing anything else right now.
This guy actually works for a living, unlike me.
Yeah. Well, working's fun, you know? Pays the bills, I guess. Everyone in the Flavor That Kills, you guys are all veterans. Kristen and Eric, they're all
but
of you guys.
Not war veterans.
Not war veterans. Music scene veterans from Madison here. What is, I guess, either one of you can answer this question. What's your opinion of what the scene here in Madison is like back in the day versus what it is like today?
Boy, things have changed a lot.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's why this is a great question.
There used to be a lot more bands.
Yeah.
I remember that. There used to be a lot more metal, a lot more punk. A lot more, you know, just crazy stuff like even the Ponds. You know,
I remember, like, a lot more weirdos.
Yeah, a lot
more
weirdos.
You know, like, people that would get on stage and just do something that...
Oh, right.
That, like, you might not enjoy, but...
like Right Arm Severed, there's an example. I mean, I still get nightmares.
Cribs
from that group.
Hitter, yeah. I believe, is a
Cribs
band.
Hitter, yeah. Yeah, very nice.
From those days, that still is going. Yeah. That started out as a band that raised eyebrows and still does. But a lot of bands,
there's songwriting.
I feel like there wasn't that kind of. There's not that. Most people aren't quite as goofy.
There used to be a lot more publications in town. Like, it used to be a thing. People would grab a publication, like at the grocery store, and then you got like Rick's Maximum Cafe, Inc. Maximum Inc. What was the other one?
I forgot all about Rick's Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's one other one that they had for a bit. I think it was put up by.
There was Night Sights and Sounds, which became, or which Rocker worked for, and then got Maximum Inc. going up.
You know, I want to say this.
And Rick Twight did Rick's Cafe.
Yep.
I think one of
the. Yeah, they did like record reviews, like 15 record reviews of local bands every publication.
I think this touches on something that I've been learning for some years now, is that a scene is only as strong as its media. Like, a music scene requires kind of some
people talking about it.
Because that's part of the fans, right? These are people that like music. I mean, you, Jimmy K, are someone that likes music. I don't, to my knowledge, you're not playing every week.
I'm not a musician.
Okay, so there we go. Right. So that's it's even more important, yeah, right?
Right?
We need people like Jimmy K.
Well, remember Maximum Inc., when they had that paper publication, it's like you pick it up, it's like, oh, who's playing where and when? And you got like every calendar.
And you know what? Milwaukee
for every
doesn't
bar.
Have that. We have the Isthmus, at least, which is one comprehensive list
right.
that generally is pretty much encompasses.
Yeah, but they throw everything else in there, like, you know, some basket weaving.
And, well, I want to know about the basket weaving, too.
Yeah, but it's like, if you just want to know about the music, it's like you have to dig through a lot more.
We should have some live shows with basket weaving. we can make everybody happy. Hey, speaking of new bands in Madison, you guys are playing with Mothballs on the 14th.
I love that name.
It's great. I can just imagine. I love how band names are picked.
Mothballs.
What do you know about these guys?
Well, I know that they, you know, moths are really underappreciated in the. They're very courageous, and what can I say?
My grandma told me not to eat them. You know, if you find them in the shed, just leave them be.
It's going to be an interesting time finding out.
Okay, I haven't done my research. I haven't actually got to know these guys in this particular band configuration. So I have to claim a little bit of ignorance, but I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Because, like, every time we play with a band we haven't really seen much, it always impresses me, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the first time we played with Moon Boot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Remember Moon Boot?
Yeah.
Well, they're still around. But I mean, like, I had never seen them until this show, and they blew my mind, so.
That's the wonderful thing about going out to shows, and I think this is Mothballs, one of their first shows, if not their first show. So come out and check them out. It's going to be the Happy Hour of Love with the Flavor That Kills. It's happening Friday, February 14th. That's Valentine's Day at the Gamma Ray here in Madison. And we're going to do the show on Valentine's Day. I'm going to be there. I think I'm going to have some Civic Media merch.
Ooh. Yeah.
Come on down and say hi. I'm emceeing the show. I get to introduce the Flavor That Kills. I believe this will be my second time introducing you guys. I think I introduced you at Atwood Fest.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That was a hot, sweaty day.
Yeah, sure was.
Jeez, yeah.
What's coming up? You guys are working on new music? There's an album in the can, ready to go, or close to being ready to go?
It's being mixed by somebody, possibly.
Okay.
I don't know where we're at with that.
The story is, we worked with Bo Sorensen on Book of Secrets. We really liked the process. You know, Bo, the tech whiz, but also a very sane person. Control, you know, in charge of things. Well, we ran around and played with toys and made songs.
Right.
And he kept the tape rolling, all that stuff. It was a very fun, intense creative process. Well, he wanted to do that again because he was going to be in Madison in September. And we didn't have many songs. So we had about three songs, like, roughly complete. And then we had like 10 like licks while somebody was sorting out like a problem with their equipment. Somebody else played. And I have this weird habit of recording stuff, especially with the Flavor That Kills.
And we just took one of our tracks and just re-recorded it, but put different lyrics on it.
And so what we did was we ran into the studio in September with Bo, and we took three songs that were sort of done. plus 10 riffs, and we came out with a whole batch of like, really cool songs.
I think we got 10 tracks in there.
Is it going to be released in a vinyl again? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Ideal.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah.
Book of Secrets is a good album. I have the vinyl. I play it often at home. It's one of my favorite ones from the 2024 season. Nice job on that one.
Thanks.
Yeah. I like it a
the
lot.
The next one is basically finished recording.
Yeah, all the recordings.
We finished recording it. It's just all in the other... All the other hands are on it right now.
Well, estimated date release? You want to commit to anything?
Probably summer. Not till July.
July what?
I mean...
Hopefully it'll be warm.
July 25th.
Come back.
2025.
When the album drops,
25.
We would love to have you.
Yeah.
Ryan Education Davis, thank you so much for coming in tonight. Looking forward to seeing you at the Happy Hour Love at the Gamma Ray Bar. February 14th is a happy hour show. So you can get out of work early. Come have some cocktails.
Get happy.
And
get
see a it. Great local show at the Gamma Ray, 129 West Main Street. I believe that's the address.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take my word on that because I like to give fake news. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's two doors down from where the Rising Sun used to be, I think.
Nice point of reference there.
All right.
That's the American dream, my friend. It's the flavor that kills. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.